God keeps doing deeper work and deeper work. But doesn't it feel great to start getting free? You can't get free until you know you're bound. That's a big key. How can you get free if you think you are? You need to look at your life and the fruit in your life, and you'll see pretty fast that most of the church isn't free. If you were really free, you'd be doing the things Jesus did. But I don't know too many free people yet. Okay, now listen to this. What a wretched man I am. That's what we're just saying. You get to that place. Oh God, I'm so wicked. Who will rescue me from this body of doomed to death? God, thanks be to him through Jesus Christ our Lord. He is saying, there's an answer for us. This is the way it is for man. This is the way it is for the heathen. This is life. This is how bad it is. Whoa, it's horrible. But what is the answer? Who will rescue me? Jesus Christ. So it is that I myself, with my mind, obey the law of God. This is how we break free from habits, and this is how we begin to get to completely free from addictions. Because of the power of Christ. Now listen to this. Look at the order of this. Because I first have to recognize my wickedness. I then have to recognize how helpless I am without a Savior, a Redeemer, and a Deliverer. That's why the gospel is good news. Then I have to recognize in my own flesh I can't do anything. So all my dieting, all my self-help things, all these things, they're really nothing. I've got to get to a place of knowing I can't do this. And when I get to that place of knowing I am wicked without Christ, I am wretched, I can't do anything, Satan is more powerful than me, he has a hold on me, he's doing these things in my life, until I get to the revelation and I cry out, God, help me. And then the Holy Spirit say, Jesus has. He's your answer. And then it says, so it is that I myself, with my mind, can now obey the law of God. But in my disordered nature, I obeyed sin. See, you're a new creation now. You are a creation that now can obey God. You got to realize that. He knows the way of escape. He'll set you free. It says, thus condemnation will never come to those who are in Christ Jesus. Now we're going to get into the real answers here. Because I am now in Christ Jesus. This is where you're supposed to be if you're born again. Now see, why do you think Satan wants you to feel so condemned? Some of you, while I was preaching earlier, wanted to run out the door and say, I am never going back there no matter what. I can't believe the way, because the devil's in there going, see, they know you smoke, or they know you drink, or they know you fooled around, or they know you did this. They know they're talking about you. Tell them to shut up. Say, they know they're wicked too. Shut up, devil. Because we're getting the revelation. This isn't about our righteousness. This is about his righteousness. This isn't about our willpower or our power. This is about his power. And are just agreeing with him. All God's ever asked you to do, folks, is to agree with him. You got to agree with him. So when God says, I've come to set the captives free, I agree with that. Christ says, I'm a new creation in Christ. I agree with that. Old things have passed away. I agree with that. By his stripes, I'm healed. I agree with that. You cannot have what you cannot agree with, and you will have everything you do agree with when it's what the devil says. How many people have seen somebody get a doctor report? And I've seen some of those. When Mitchell didn't have the doctor report that his blood had gotten worse, he was great, full of energy, feeling fine, feeling great. Gets a doctor report, says his numbers were down and he was actually sick again. He goes, no, I feel great. By the next morning, he was acting slow, feeling sick. There's no way that much could have changed. It's when he heard that. And then he had to build himself back up in his most holy faith and believe God, but it's harder. I had a friend who was fighting cancer, fought this one cancer. She really went through it too. God did tons of inner healing, awesome miracles. I won't get into it all. And then the doctors walk in one morning. She's in the hospital. She just has started getting some good news about the one cancer. And they said, brand new cancer, and it's on, I don't remember where it was, but it's something that's totally hopeless. Your liver or something, I don't remember. She was dead within 3 days. She had fought cancer for about 7 years and kept battling and battling. But when they came in with news that it was found somewhere else and this was untreatable, she totally came in agreement with the diagnosis And I'm not blaming her. I don't want to fight it. She had gone, fought a good fight. She's with the Lord. He had done great miracles. He even saved her son, who was raised Jewish, after the fact, which was her biggest prayer in her heart anyway. Her family was saved. I mean, God is faithful. And she's having a great time in heaven. And God still answered her prayers, the things she was so scared to die for, because she didn't want her son not to know Christ. But what's so awesome, I mean, these truths are so real. The minute she agreed with the doctor report, because she had had it, she had grown weary in good doing. And that's not for us to judge. To die is the gain. But it's for us to really understand these laws are real. These laws are real. Don't even open your mind to the fact that you could go back to your old habits. If you've gotten free from anything, you close the door that it can come back. And if you got to fight the devil and kick him out and tell him you're not listening and preach the word when he comes back seven times worse, like a roaring lion seeking if he can devour you, you just let him know he can't. And you grow in your holy faith and you be built up in God. Folks, don't get your miracle and then backslide and go back to the world. But let me say this. If you only want something from God and you don't want God, then your heart is so messed up it doesn't matter anyway. We need to get greed out of the body of Christ. We need to quit seeing God as a give me, give me, give me God, because I'm a taker. And begin to see him as this awesome, wonderful God who wants to fellowship with us. If you only want your spouse because he's got bucks or she's got money and what they can give to you. Man, if I marry him, I get a house. I get to live on the water. I get to travel. I get to do this. Your heart is messed up. You're serving the wrong God. If you find God just for what he can give you, you are a greedy person, and one day it's going to whop you. Fall in love with God because he's awesome, because he's God, because he's loving, because he cares about us, because he's the best friend you'll ever have. He'll meet every need. You were created to bring him pleasure. In your perversions, you bring the devil pleasure. Thus, condemnation will never come to those who are in Christ Jesus. This is Romans 8. Because of the law of the Spirit, which gives life in Christ Jesus, he has set you free from the law of sin and death. So see, if you stopped in chapter 7, you think, woe is me. But no, folks, read to 8. He's setting this up to tell you how miserable it was, how horrible it is, how bad addiction is, how horrible sin is, how you can't win. But praise God, Jesus Christ is your answer. Because he won over those demons. He won over the law of sin and death. He won for you. Now listen, he has set you free from the law of sin and death. Basically, he has set you free from the demonic forces that cause addiction. He has set you free from the demonic forces that cause bad habits. He has set you free. He has set you free from whatever hurt you to cause you to do drugs. He has set you free from whatever hurt you and caused you to rebel and smoke. He has set you free from whatever hurt you and caused you to move into unclean sex. He has set you free. This is good news. You don't have to do it. It's not about you. You're going to keep failing if it's about you. It's about you agreeing that it's horrible and then letting him be in charge and let him work it out through you. What the law could not do because of the weakness of human nature, God did, sending his own son in the same human nature as any sinner to be a sacrifice for sin, condemning sin in human nature. It condemns sin in your nature. Devil, you can't live in me anymore. Because you've been condemned in me. Christ lives in me. I don't have to act like human beings without Christ in them are supposed to look different than you guys. We will make people envious and wanting Christ. When my daughter died and grief and sorrow tried to overtake me and God gave me victory and I broke the power of sorrow and grief and I sang at my daughter's funeral, and I led people to the Lord. And everywhere I went, I talked about Jesus. People were drawn to that. Because it's like, how? How did you? You're so strong. No, I'm not. I'm so weak. But I know the one who is strong. See, if I was strong, I'd go try to make some campaign or something, and it's just a coping mechanism trying not to deal with all the hurt and the pain. Jesus carried my sorrow and grief. I can't understand it. I'm just glad he did. When I had people come in, pastors and everyone come and say, "Now, Cindy, this isn't normal. You're in denial. You have to go through sorrow and grief. You have to go through these." Why do they make up stages that they just make up? They're not even in there. There's how many, 5 stages or something like that? No, I just decided to skip all that and believe God. Well, she's going to fall apart. She's going to fall apart. Watch. Year 1. It's going to get her soon. Year 2. Man, she's on this radio in year 3. Man, her book is out in year 4. She really seems happy for real. She's really got a lot of joy. Do you know she's been in a lot of other trials? She's in denial. I'm not in denial. I can tell you step by step what happened the day my daughter died. Read my book. I do. I can tell you what was happening in the spirit realm. I can tell you how much it hurt. I can tell you what the spirit of sorrow and grief felt like. I'm not in denial. I don't think I did anything to stop Satan from making me miserable, sad, without joy, breaking up my marriage, and putting me full of fear for my other children's safety. That's who I would have been. But I just happened to cry out to God, and his grace set me free. And then when the enemy tried to come, Bible says with temptation, for me to take that back in, I sat before God and I said, "Lord, I don't want to be in denial. I don't want anything fake. If I'm supposed to really cry for a certain amount of time, I'm supposed to do these things, I'll do it. I just want to really be whole." And that's when he took me to 3 scriptures in the row. "You shall obtain joy and sorrow shall flee." And he said, "I'm glad you obtained it the first night. Thought that was pretty good." So am I. Yay. Then he took me to another scripture that said the exact same thing. "You shall obtain joy and sorrow shall flee." If something flees, can't you tell it's a spirit? Emotions don't flee. Devils flee. God says, "You know what? You came to me when it hurt. You agreed with me when it didn't make sense. You praised and worshiped me when it was a sacrifice of praise because you were really hurting. And when you did that, my joy broke through to you. And when my joy broke through to you, and what began as worshiping me because you didn't know what else to do, what began as walking out in faith because it's what you were trained to do by my spirit, it broke forth into real joy. And guess what, Cindy? When the joy came, the devil left." And people don't understand that. And you know, I said, I don't care if they understand it. You say it in your word. Then he took me to Isaiah, which is the whole reason we have this ministry. And it says, and he says, he shall give you beauty for ashes. And it says he carried your sorrow and your grief. And I remember the Lord so clear said to me, everybody tell me I had to go through it. Everybody. And he said, "Cindy, I carried it. Do you want it?" And I said, "No. They can all have it if they want. But if you went to the trouble to carry this, because I had it for a few hours and that was really bad, I'm perfectly happy staying free." Folks, it's been 12 years and I have not gone through sorrow or grief. I had maybe a couple hours of really crying out to God, and in that place is when he came and healed me. It was in that place that I obeyed the word by the leading of the Holy Spirit to praise him and worship him. I went from crying and crying in my daughter's room the night she died, crying and couldn't sleep. You just do not have any idea how horrible the spirit sorrow and grief is, especially when you watch your child have a tree branch go through their head in front of you. You don't have a clue. Judge me if you want. Hey, yay, go ahead. I don't care. I know it wasn't a pastor who got me through. This is when I got set free from covering doctrine. I know there was no human being, no matter how anointed, who could help me. I knew that Satan was out to destroy me, to make me an emotional wreck, to get me on medication the rest of my life, to destroy my marriage, to take everything. I couldn't figure out how God could fix it. I remember standing in the yard with her body there going, "I don't know. This one's bigger than me. I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'm trusting that you're going to do this." And y'all haven't even begun to see the promises that God's given me for this ministry. And I have been put through the fire. But I'm going to tell you what, he is a faithful God. And if he said he carried my sorrow and grief, I am not going to grief counseling and claim it. I don't care what intellectual minds think. I don't care what religious minds think. My Jesus says, I carried it. He asked me if I wanted it. I said no. I am in agreement with the Son. I am in agreement with the Son. I had to find out why was Satan able to do this. I had to go to the roots and deal with stuff so it wouldn't happen again. And I went there, and I'm going there. And he's been setting me free. He's been showing me about curses. You know, I didn't go to any school to learn any of this. I've almost not read any books on any of this. Guys just now hooked me in with International Society of Deliverance Ministers. I didn't know how many other people kind of moved in this. I got some books in the mail today that were pretty good. About all, you know, he does that to me. I go through all this and learn some stuff, and then he sends me books about, yeah, these people know this. But you know what? It's really real when you learn it this way. Because you know that you know what you're talking about because you've watched his word. God is going to do the things he's promised you if you don't grow weary. But I'm telling you, if you want to break free from addiction and you want to break free from habits and evil things Satan has you bound to, if you at least leave here with a 100% not going to budge decision to agree with God, watch what you say, watch how you say it, watch who you talk to. I know, like at some meetings, you have to go around, hi, I'm an alcoholic. When I'd go and say, hi, I'm a Christian. Before Christ, I was an alcoholic. In Christ, I've been set free. And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And if you get real anointed at it, they might all fall out and get set free too. It's time we say what God says. And if they want to know, where'd you get that from, tell them me. I'll send them tapes, I'll send them books, whatever. I don't care. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's a power unto salvation and deliverance for the people of God. I was supposed to go to a meeting and sit there and think, when Lauren died, I'm making fun of people trying to get free. They don't understand because in themselves, honestly, in yourself, that's right. That's it. That's as far as it goes. And I got all this information about saying, I got all this information. First year Lauren died. All this stuff in the mail saying, you will never be the same. You will never have real joy again. This stuff was horrible. All the books. These people sounded so sad. I'm like, Lord. I said, God, they don't give this much hope here. And you know what? I wrote them letters back. No, I don't want to join your grieving parents group. God set me free. And I'm not going to agree. I had to actually take the literature. And I'm not, the intention was correct. The people had a heart of compassion. I think it's actually called. But their revelations are of the world. I'm not going to marry the spirit of grief because he came in to destroy me. I'm going to let him know that because of Christ, don't you come in agreement with addiction? You let addiction know, wait a minute, because of Christ, you're lost. You let perversion know. Because of the blood of Christ, you've lost. If you've got self-mutilation, now, devil, you stop that. You stop it. You are not using that hand to scratch me anymore. You hear me? And you mean it.